Good afternoon, I'm Ken Bastida, and this is your Picks Now update. We continue to follow developing news out of the East Bay, where police in Pittsburgh are searching for the driver who struck and killed a man and then took off. This happened about 1:30 this morning at West Leland and Bailey Roads. A little earlier today, police blocked off that intersection, forcing a massive backup for several miles. No word yet on the victim's identity or any description of the suspected vehicle. Contra Costa County trying out a new tactic to stop sideshows. The Public Works Department has installed 100 of these traffic markers. Some were put up near Alhambra Valley and Bear Creek Roads in Martinez. The area has been a popular intersection for sideshows.
What we want is to have it be so uncomfortable for illegal sideshows that they don't want to do them here anymore.
Well, the markers are nearly 2 inches tall. Crews have also installed signs to alert drivers to the addition. The county plans to check back with residents and authorities to see if the markers are working. Today, the South Bay, the San Jose CHP office got a firsthand look at this Waymo vehicle. Officers were able to learn the ins and outs of the car, checking out the interior, kicking tires, if you will, for those apprehensive about the vehicles hitting the road. CHP offered some advice.
Autonomous vehicles are going to be a portion of our future. They're going to be out there in increasing numbers as time goes on. Just take caution around them. Understand that just like a new driver, they're learning how to navigate the roadways safely. You could think of them as student drivers per se.
Waymo expected to expand testing across the South Bay soon. Right now, UC workers across the state are on strike because of failed bargaining. For 20 months, the UC and the union, representing thousands of research, technical, and healthcare workers, have been negotiating, but it has gone nowhere. Heart of the issue, wage inequality.
The university is taking too much money out to pay high-paid executives six-figure salaries and raises and bonuses instead of taking care of their aligned staff and their workers.
The strike at UCSF Parnassus forced hundreds of doctors' visits and over 100 chemo appointments to be rescheduled. In the meantime, weekend staff and contracted employees were brought in. The strike will continue throughout the day. However, there's no telling when a resolution will be reached. Well, some Bay Area mayors joining California Governor Gavin Newsom today to address the issue of homelessness across the state. Governor Newsom says we need more resources.
We related the issues of temporary solutions, situational solutions to addressing the issue of homelessness, and that is housing, but also the issues of shelters and how we can focus on short-term as well as long-term strategies.
Governor Newsom added, when it comes to the budget, it's not just about money, it's about reprioritizing. President Trump lashing out on Twitter today against the husband of one of his closest advisors, Kellyanne Conway. George Conway has been one of President Trump's most high-profile critics. Today, the president called Conway, quote, Mr. Kellyanne Conway, and said that he was a, quote, stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Conway, who is a prominent conservative attorney, responded with, you are nuts. That tweet has since been deleted.
He's a whack job, there's no question about it, but I really don't know him. I think he's doing a tremendous disservice to a wonderful wife.
Sweet Kellyanne said that she does not agree with her husband's concerns about the president's mental fitness. Popular home fitness company Peloton could be in some legal hot water. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that several music publishers are suing Peloton for more than $150 million in damages. The reason? They allege that Peloton has used more than 1,000 songs by artists they represent without permission. The artists include Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, and Drake. In a statement to The Verge, Peloton says it's evaluating the lawsuit. Also today, San Francisco just opened up the world's first virtual reality gym. Black Box VR popped up on Market Street. The gym consists of users entering a black box where they are immersed in a video game, but your body is the controller. unconfused. The workout is just 30 minutes, and it's a mixture of resistance and high-intensity interval training. Of course, we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.